Welcome to the Empower Me Show with Pam Bright. This show is all about honoring you as a spiritual being, having a human experience. You are here for a reason, and it's no mistake that you are here on Earth right now. Spirit has guided you to this very moment in time, so you could hear the messages Pam is about to share with you. She is a multidimensional healer, light language channel, transformation coach, wife and mother, committed to helping you discover the tools and practices to empower you to live the best life you can. You get to choose the spirit path you take. You can connect to the spiritual guidance already all around you. Get ready to live a fully empowered life. This is the Empower Me Show.
Welcome back to another dynamic show today. I am here with my new dear friend, Temple Hayes. She is my special guest today. And I am Pam Bright, your host for this program, The Empower Me Show. Every week, we have the opportunity to really honor who we are as human beings having a spiritual experience and spiritual beings having this human experience. When we can honor both, I believe that is the full use of power in our world. It's not disconnecting from all that we are human, and it's not disconnecting from all that we are spiritually. Okay, it's bringing it all together as one cohesive unit, using all of the support that's available to us, as well as honoring who we are having this human journey together. So welcome to the show. I'm so glad you're here. Thank you, Temple, for being here. I'm so glad that you and I are getting to know each other today and that we are here on this journey together on this planet Earth. Me. So before we get started, we are going to actually ground ourselves into this moment. The way that I do that is we use our breath, because our breath is our sacred connection to the divine and to each other and to our bodies. So we're going to really hone in on this vessel, this temple, if you will. Yes, we have someone that is named Temple who reminds us that this is our sacred temple as human beings. And so we are going to honor this sacred temple within us, using our breath and connecting in with all of the elements that exist in nature, as well as the above and beyond. Okay. So if you can close your eyes, that's great. If you need to stay focused, go ahead and do that. But know that as you listen to my voice and you're consciously doing whatever you need to, you can still get this transmission and this honoring of the self in this moment. So I'm just using my breath and feeling that breath within me. And I invite you to do the same. Bringing it all the way. Imagine that your breath can come from the bottoms of your feet and even beyond down into the earth. Imagine that the earth is actually breathing herself and she's breathing you. So imagine her core with this fiery, wonderful resonance within her. And she's got these beautiful core crystals that live in the center of her. And so the fire within her is not something that's going to burn you. You can actually be with it, and it's comfortable. So imagine that you're in the center of Earth Mother, Gaia, and you're experiencing these beautiful crystals that are within her, and you're able to actually wrap yourself around them. So as you wrap yourself around them, you feel their energy as well. And you might feel her core, her fiery essence, as well as her sustenance of roots and dirt and critters, maybe. Whatever it is you experience is perfect. And know that it's a living, breathing being called Gaia. And as you experience this wonderful energy of her, she is actually feeding you full of information and guidance and hope, energy of life, love and wisdom. And as you connect to her, you invite her to come up with you, up through her body, and then up into the physical body that you live within. And as you're sitting in your seat, wherever you are, if you're laying down, you're feeling your body on whatever surface you're in, and you're feeling her energy all the way through you, from the bottoms of your feet, all the way up your legs, in your core, your tummy, in your organs, in your heart center, all the chakras are aligning because that's your intention for today. And you're feeling her energy come all the way up through your body and up into the ethers. You're feeling the stars above you, the trees and the wind. You're feeling all the movement of nature around you. And you're knowing that you are connected to all of that yummy energy. And as you breathe, you expand into that beautiful, beautiful oneness that you are. And you remember, I am. I am. I am. I am one with everything around me. I am one with all of the support that I am. I am one with the divine. Hey na ne na se na hi na. Hi na na he ya ne ya. O na za na he na se na he na. O ne na ye. And as you're hearing this beautiful light code energy that's coming through, just align with that I am statement that resonates with you. And use your breath to bring all of those light codes in. Ona seda hida ne kumana. Kenu sana yehi ana sena. O na sa he di ana sa ne ya. O na na ye. E sa na ye na se na. And so it is. And with another breath, you can come back into center in your body, feeling yourself connected to whatever surface you're connected to. And slowly open your eyes and come back. Welcome back to this moment in time and this space. And I want to introduce you to Temple Hayes, who has come today to share with you about her journey as a spiritual being having a human experience. And of course, I want to hear how you experience being a human being on this planet, but being a spiritual being first. What does it mean when I say to you, Temple, I am a spiritual being having a human experience? When you say that to yourself, What comes up for you?
Well, I feel energetically that we are all sent on some level beyond the conscious level. There's an agreement as a soul to be here yet again and to bring our own defined and filtered and further defined expression of the divine within our own understanding. And that to me is, as you know, I love your work, by the way. It's not a one-stop shop. It's not, oh, you get a credential or a degree and you hang it on the wall and, you know, I'm good to go. It's evolutionary. It's always changing. It's forever emerging. And I am, you know, the spirit that I knew at 5 years old, the core is the same, but the definition and the experience is much more elaborate.
Oh, I understand that totally. So tell us, tell me a little about what was it like for you at 5 years old, knowing that you had a spirit inside of you and that you were here, you're here on this planet. What was it like for you at five?
Crazy. There's a saying, to wish upon a star is progress. To know you are a star is evolution. And I'm not talking about celebrity. I'm talking about to know you are significant and you have value is truly evolutionary. And at five, I was outside, out in nature, which we lived out in the country. I was the oldest child. And I had this message, could have been an angel. I don't know. It was just a voice that said, you're here for a reason. You're here for a big reason. And in whatever words, a five-year-old, how we heard that. And that was the dichotomy for me, Pam, because my family, I was in a small town, big heart, small mind. My family were deep-rooted Southern Baptists. Many of them still are. And I was named after my grandfather, John Temple, who had buildings named after him and roads because of his dedication to the Southern Baptist movement and who he was in his character. And a lot of toxins and dysfunction, and rageaholic, drug addict mother, you know. So the mess, people say you were so lucky to hear that. And I like to say, well, maybe, you know, because it's like it didn't make sense.
Mm-hmm.
Being metaphysical, I've said before, at that time, I was the only metaphysical person that lived in Anderson, South Carolina.
Yeah,
now I'm probably the only survived metaphysical person from Anderson, South Carolina. But it's very interesting. And because of who you are in your essence, I just want to complete this idea. It's kind of coming through me. I told this story at Carnegie Hall to some homeless people. So I always love the crescent moon and star. So remember, to wish upon a star is progress, to know you are a star is evolution. I always love the crescent moon and star. And one time of getting really high at a bar, I got a tattoo on my arm. Well, it's relevant in the way that when I was 19, you really didn't get tattoos on your arm. Now it's very trendy and all that. Back then, it wasn't. And so I get this on my arm. And I had already been told by many a family member that I was going to go to hell. And I was just representing Satan and, you know, all this stuff with my beliefs. So my aunt saw the tattoo on my arm and said, we are going to take you and you're going to have that little outpatient surgery and you're going to get that thing taken off. Well, I still have it. Okay. However, when I was 40 something years old, I spoke at an AA meeting, and as a gift, the guy went to the constellation online, what the stars were on the day you were born. Mine was the crescent moon and star.
Yes.
Right?
I love that.
Right? And that I share that because that's true for every person listening today. You have purpose. You have meaning. There's a greater plan for your life as you allow yourself to just keep walking through it and in it. It's amazing the things that can happen.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And the thing that I'm hearing and I'm really aware of is, what do they say? The first 5 to 7 years of our life, actually, they say it determines, but I don't necessarily believe that it determines our life, because my life unfolded in a way that I never, ever would have been aware of.
Right.
It's 5 to 7, but I did have some significant events that happened for me in those early years. And for me, I'm hearing from you, okay, you heard that voice. That voice is significant. And I would surmise from the work that I know that you do in the world that you hear that voice often throughout your life, and that voice gets stronger sometimes, and sometimes that voice is a little softer, but that voice is always there. And that voice determines how, like, the trajectory that you choose to have your life go. For me, I heard that voice by seeing my great grandmother in the sky in my bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I don't know. I was probably 3 or 4. And I remember she had just passed. And I didn't understand any of that. But I remember telling my mom, I just saw great grandma in the window in the sky in my bedroom. And she said that she was okay. And she said she loved me. And of course, because this is where mom came from and where her mom came from. Oh, honey, that's not real.
Right.
You must have dreamt that.
Yep.
Well, as we know, as many of us know, our dreams often tell us the truth about things, because our conscious minds need to step aside in order for the truth to come through. Okay. For me, that was a really significant event that happened for me. I heard that, I saw that, and I made a decision at that point. Well, mom's not ever going to believe anything I say or that my experience is.
Mm-hmm.
And that really kind of set the stage for a lot of my life, right?
Yeah.
And that doesn't mean it necessarily was the truth, quote unquote. And what's true for me, what I'm noticing in my life, is that when I can allow other people to have their truth be their truth, and I allow myself to have my truth be my truth, that we all can have our own experiences. And life is what we make it. Right?
Yeah.
So for me, that was a really significant event. And then I had several different events in my life that really kind of set the stage for what I was getting to do in my life. And I didn't know it at the time, but it all kind of, it's like God was throughout all of it for me. The Creator set everything up. Said, okay, we're going to make sure that you go through this, but then I'm going to make sure that you also get to be taken out of that so that I can show you that, oh, there's a grace, there's a love, there's a protection, if you will, a survival mechanism that you have within you that you can then respect and honor and receive support with. So for you, at that five-year-old level, how would you say that kind of set the stage for you in where your life was going from there?
I would say that, you know, that deeper connection, it's like I wrote when I was like 11, your life is a gift from someone special, you know, treat it as such. And I was able to hold on to that in the midst of, my mother was, removed from our home when I was 10 years old. My brother and I were shipped away. They did those barbaric, back in the day, that the barbaric shock treatments. They fried my mother's brain. I'm not going to make that softer than it is. That's what it was. It erased her memory. She went on to be a drug addict for probably 40, 45 more years. And then when my relatableness tended to be more towards women than men, just because of the environment, and I felt more comfortable around women. So my first true love was four and a half years older than I, and I was 13. And so here we go. I'm thrown in the car to go to the mental health clinic too. So I thought, here we go. I'm going to get this. They're going to do this to me. And that's when I was unwilling to tell the truth, because I didn't want to die and I didn't want to have myself destroyed. And so in that abandonment, I remember like the first Thanksgiving of walking into the Hayes gathering and how people no longer looked at me. And, how they were shamed, very much in shame. And, you know, that was, looking good was very important, for a Southern family and all that. So anyway, I went on to actively, drink, for 15 years. It's amazing that if you didn't believe there's a divine plan, you know, the fact that I'm alive and went to jail twice, and you'll appreciate this, Pam, with your last name being Bright. Well, back in the day, in the early 80s, you know, when people, officers would see you drinking in a small town, they would just pull you over and say, do better. You know, you didn't go to prison and stuff like you, you do now. I'm not making a judgment call on that. I'm just saying that's the way it was then. And so I was leaving a bar. I was high as a kite. And the police officer, all he wanted to do was tell me that my lights weren't on. That's all he was going to do. And because I became argumentative and, you know, took him to task, of course, I wound up in jail. But metaphysically, he was right. Anytime I was going against the grain of my life, my lights weren't on. It wasn't shining. And that's a truth for, you know, each and every one of us. It's interesting how you and I have that common thread, that the truth we spoke as children, people would not believe us. And so we question then, did I really see or experience what I thought I did as a child?
Exactly.
And people don't really want to hear the truth. So not to blame, but just to be aware that you shade the truth then, because you know that, well, you're not really wanting to know. Many a time I told my grandmother what was going on in my home as a little girl, but she basically told me what I saw wasn't possible. So that's the part that we question ourselves. What I applaud about you, and if I may, what I have thought about me, is I'm no longer interested in toning my truth down so somebody else can be comfortable.
Yes.
I'm responsible for what I share, what I feel, my own interpretation. It doesn't mean that I'm needing to always be right, but I need to be right by me.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Well, and you and I share the 12-step program. Mm-hmm. And that really, really set me up for looking at myself and what was going on with me. And if other people choose to not use drugs and alcohol but not use that program, good luck. That's all I can say about that. It was a lifesaver for me. Like I was dying from alcoholism, and I didn't know it. And nobody could tell me differently. Like they would tell me, right, that there was something off and I probably shouldn't have done that, but I wasn't ready yet. And I was doing everything possible during that time from age 12 to age, whatever it was that I ended, I don't even remember, it was 1990. So it was a long time. Born in 62, now I'm 62 years old now. So however long, you figure out the math, but there was a lot of years when I was doing everything to get invisible. That was my goal. Just disappear. Don't talk to me. Don't see me. Don't ask me to do anything responsible, because all I wanted was to just inebriate myself, put alcohol and drugs as much as possible that would get me high. That was my goal. And at the same time, underneath all that, something was going on that I couldn't articulate, but there was something in me that knew that there was a different way. Something in me that wanted the experience of having that connection to that spirit that I didn't understand, that I didn't comprehend, but other religions were saying, look, you can have a relationship with God. And I was like, what are you talking about? How do I do that? Right? So every single time I turned around, I was trying to find it, but I didn't know how. And so then I would just cover it up. Right? And that was my life for a long time until I decided to just stop putting drugs and alcohol in my body. Stop trying to hide out. Stop trying to do all the things that I was trying to do to be invisible. That was the beginning of my life, I would say. So the first half of my life was trying to disappear. Second half of my life, I'm now here as you see me. But it took a lot of reflection, a lot of self esteem building, a lot of fear encountering, a lot of digging inside of my psyche to find out what made me tick and what didn't work. That was my work to get to the place I am now. So for you, Temple, what I have heard and what I've seen is that you have been writing books. You have been reaching out to other countries and saying, hey, I have a message to share with you. And hey, oh, you don't have enough food? You don't have enough of what you need? Let me help you. Let's create a system of life that works so that you can be taken care of. So that is what I understand is your activism work, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, a little bit from everyone would lessen the need for a lot from anybody. I mean, that's just the way it is. And I feel so strongly about that. So one of the things I want to say to the wisdom that you're teaching is for people to understand that you're born one time in this incarnation. I believe we have many incarnations, but we're talking about this one. And good thing we don't remember all of them, because some people have a hard time letting go of what happened 3 weeks ago. But that being said, we're born one time. When you can get it in your awareness or in your dream state, that situations that happen to you create you to be your bigger, I'm talking energy, more vibrant self, then that would be true for your life experience. We're programmed in our society that things that happen to you take you away, create drama, create less of you. And that's not the truth. The truth is, the more you go through, the more energy you will have if you're willing to do the work and you're willing to get on the other side of it. And you say, thank you. for creating me once again. People say to me often, students, people as a mentor or friends or whatever, you know, one day when I don't have any problems, then I want to go on Pam Bright's show. Or, you know, one day when I don't have any problems, I'm going to call Dia Chandra Hunter, our publicist, and have her recommend me. It's like, what do you think you're going to represent? You know, it's like we have so many self-help teachers out there. But the real self-help teacher that integrates a resurrection within something creates a space for someone else to be healed are individuals that do the work and continue to do the work because you're on the other side of those experiences. So we have, when I look at my life of being judged as gay, being abandoned as a drinker, being betrayed because the God I believed in that loved me was not the God that told them that I couldn't be loved. All of the situations, a relationship with a person of color, all the things that have happened in my life, a foreign exchange student from a impoverished area, every experience, Pam, prepared me for the work.
Absolutely.
The work that continues to unfold, and that's true for every person listening. If you would write down all the things you have gone through, all the things you have survived, all the things you have dealt with, you don't need to go to a workshop and pay $10,000 for your purpose. You just said what your freaking purpose is.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's how it unfolds. So in that space, what happened? I was at Omega Institute in 2007. A friend invited me. And, you know, this happens. A friend invited me and then she didn't show up. Right? But my wife and I went, and Jane Fonda was there, Eve Ensler, Vagina Monologues, Kerry Washington, a lot of people that are dedicated to changing, you know, the course of life for others. There was a woman from Afghanistan that her life, they had attempted to kill her several times. In her tribe, she wasn't even 30 years old because of what she stood for. There were 6 Nobel Peace laureates there. And in that space, I realized the rest of my life would be spent teaching about life, because that's where, as a culture, we have become desensitized.
Mm-hmm.
We've become desensitized. As a child, I was taught about, my parents might have missed out on a lot of things, but I was taught about the value of nature,
mm-hmm.
the honoring of not killing something if you're not going to do something with it. The sacredness, as you have said, is lost in our society because of greed, commercialization. We have billions of lives of just animals and fish and shellfish that are taken every year and they never make it to a table. We can be aware of a tribe somewhere and they're actually starving to death. We want to talk about, we have problems. I know everything's relevant. We have problems because, you know, our toilet is broken. What about the mother in Tanzania that had to decide which child she's going to feed? So, If we in our culture can understand how we could be role models, and $100 is like $1,000 or $1,500 to some of these places. And anyway, I got off on a tangent. I trust that's okay with you.
Of course.
You lit that thing for me. It's like there's that quote Howard Thurman says, stop thinking about what the world needs and think about what makes you come alive.
Yes, absolutely.
The world needs more people that are alive. And that's you. That's what you're about. That's what you're doing. That's what I'm playing a a small part in, the speck of the universe, is to, and the tribe that I've been working with, the little girls going to school, and now they have goats and chickens. And, you know, he wept and he said, I hope you understand these people were losing their will to live because they kept praying and they didn't, they were at the point they didn't believe anything or anyone was listening.
Yeah. So we're going to talk more about that. We are going to take a little break to give people a little chance to debrief, go get some water, go to the bathroom, you guys, get a little food if you need to. We'll be right back. We're going to talk more about this because it's really juicy. And I believe this is why we're here. So we'll be right back.
Are you ready to experience full body system wellness? Tune in to the Empower Me Show with Pam Bright, a spiritual toolbox for your life. Embrace the fullness of who you are as a spiritual being, having a human experience. Pam Bright is a multidimensional healer, light language channel, energy intuitive, and spiritual transformation coach. Join her for a rich conversation about how to unlock all your spiritual gifts on Transformation Talk Radio.
Tune in to Reinventing You with me, Danielle Silverman, on the second and fourth Monday each month at 11 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. In today's world of ever-constant evolution, the only career change that matters is when what you do matches who you are. On Reinventing You, you'll find concrete tools to help you embrace change and feel optimistic and inspired about your future. It's your vision, your life. Be passionate about it.
Join the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each month as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia Stephanie is a spiritual teacher, passionate speaker, published author, and founder of the Empower Network. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.
Into the peace we crave, find your freedom in addiction recovery with me, your host, Tanya D. The first Monday of each month at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. As we take you on a spiritual life recovery coach journey and share unique holistic approaches, I will provide a sympathetic listening ear and solutions while helping those affected by addiction. I get it. Enough is enough. If you're ready for help in creating calm in your recovery life, visit thepeacewecrave.com today.
Would you like here? Hi, I'm Peggy Wilms, host of the All Things Wellness radio show and best-selling author and the creator of the All Things Wellness Wheel. This is a free self-assessment tool that teaches you how to balance 24 areas of your life, from sleep, relationships, coping skills, home organization, nutrition, exercise, and so much more. Get the download today at allthingswellness.com and prevent your wellness wheel from getting a
back to the Empower Me show. We are talking to Temple Hayes about her beautiful work in the world. And we were just talking about being a difference maker in the world and really giving from our place of abundance that we all have. And I know, especially in America, that we have a lot of abundance here. Okay. And there are places in the world that don't. And they're suffering. And we believe, Temple and I believe, that it's up to us to make the difference. And if you can't, if you're not in a place where you can do anything financially, what else can you do? Like, what else can you do? Right? I believe that if there's war in the world, I got to look at where am I warring in my own life? What am I doing in my own life to cause that war out there? Because out there is my mirror for who I am. And I could talk an entire week about that principle alone. Mm-hmm. But really, this is about us as individuals taking responsibility for what's happening in the world and what we can do, what's our part to play. You came as a soul to this planet for a specific purpose. And it's up to you as an individual to explore that. So as you were going through your life and discovering, oh, you know what? I'm different from my family. I'm a little different from my community. And I've got these inspirations and these dreams that they're not necessarily even relating to. But it's a fire inside my belly that is really creating a platform for me to move into in my life. What would you say was the deciding moment, or really the turning of the tides, if you will? In Alcoholics Anonymous, we talk about being at the turning point in our lives. Mm-hmm. You were at the turning point. Mm-hmm. Where in your life would you say was your turning point?
One of the things for me is I would go back to that message at 5, and I realized that I needed to put energy into my earth family. I was born out of the earth, as Alan Watts says, and I will return to her. So I needed, my priority was serving earth, right? My second family was the family I was born into. And as years would shift and change, then some of those relationships were not the same as when I was a child, but they were different and in some ways better. So as you remain true to yourself, like you said from the very beginning, a spiritual being having a human experience, that was beautiful, by the way, human experience, having a spiritual experience, then things, I live long enough to see a lot of those things come through. But the biggest defining moment, aside from sobriety, which, by the way, this Saturday, I've been sober 36 years. I've already doubled my life expectancy, and I'm going for 150 at least. But that being said, it was when I was 38, and I was a New Thought, Science of Mind minister, more Eastern in our theology than Western. And I went to support a woman who her husband had dropped dead with a heart attack. And she was a neighbor. And as weeks had passed, I went to see her to say if there's anything I can do. And like you, seeing energy and feeling things and being intuitive, I was surprised, because she was doing so well. Mm. She told me that she had done work with a shaman, so a medicine energy healer. And she said, and I've done this work. So the me of the past, who had learned the patriarchal business way and all-American athlete, make it happen, make it happen, make it happen. It's like, I just shifted. It's like, I just automatically went back to this innate, I'm a person of the earth and I came here for a reason. And I didn't do what I would have done. I didn't say, give me the number, let me make an appointment. I said, let me see, there's something missing in my soul. I'm calling it in if it's meant to be. And then as the short of the story is, a woman came through Canada that said she came to St. Petersburg, Florida for me as her student, and we worked together 10 years. So I then became into the deepening of spirituality, not the conceptual ideas of spirituality. You know, a lot of people say we can't get young people to come to church or community anymore. It's because they do listen to the truth.
Mm.
And if they hear communities talking about something and not doing something, that's not for them.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're not interested. They want to know, what are you doing about something? How are you taking care of things? How can my generation and other generations to come be and, you know, on this earth? And so anyway, I sure get wound up when we talk because obviously I'm very passionate about the work. And I'm passionate for others because, you know, people say, well, I don't really have the means and I can't do this and that. In ministerial school, we were taught when you would drive by a neighborhood that was going down and there were broken toys in the front yard, to pray for that home.
Mm-hmm.
It was part of our practice.
Yeah.
There's no excuse that there's nothing that you can do.
Absolutely.
When you see the homeless, we'll have food in our car. And we'll give food or say, brother, I'll pray for you. Or here's a book you could have that would help you. It has some daily insights. And just know that we really see you. We're not just tipping you a dollar. As Arun Gandhi said, just to settle our guilt about where you are.
Yeah.
There's always something we can do.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So in the last few minutes, we'd like to give people the opportunity to get in contact with you. So if you're interested, folks, in wanting to give to these causes that Temple is connected to, like Kenya, it's called the
Global Peace Workers. The easiest way to access it is from my website, my name, ES, so Temple Hayes with an E, HAYES.com. And it, all the information is on there. We do a lot for animals. We do a lot for elders. We have a wide range of opportunities if you have a particular kind of passion. Some people only want us to focus stateside. We're ready and prepared.
Yeah. Great. So if you want to give and you want to be connected, this is another opportunity for you to give. Many of us who are on the planet now have been doing this kind of work for a very, very long time. And it's time. I'll just say that. It's time for us to give back. That's what my life is dedicated to now. It's been dedicated to that really since 2020. When 2020 happened and COVID hit the planet, none of us knew what was going to happen next. The whole world went into a pause. We call it the Great Pause, right? And for me, it was a really big wake-up call to, okay, now it's my turn. Now it's time. It's been time for a while, but now it's really time for me to get on board and start doing the work I'm here to do, okay? So if you are that person that's hearing this message, that knows that they need to take action, go to templehayes.com and see what you can do. And she's got a link on there that says activism, and look and see what you can do to get connected. Also, she's got best-selling books that are available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble. Where else do you have?
And right on the website.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great. Awesome. So you can pick up books, CDs, see her videos. Are you also on YouTube?
YouTube channel. I do social media.
And, great. Awesome. Beautiful. Beautiful. So this has been just such a rich time, and I could talk to you for another 3 hours. about what we're all doing in the world. And I will definitely have you back for another great discussion.
Thank you.
What I'd like to do in the last few minutes is, what is the most important message that you want to get across to other people that are listening? And what do you feel is the best course of action to take in the world right now?
What comes through me is people are fascinated with near-death experiences. My call to you is be fascinated with near-life experiences. Mm-hmm. Wake up to the moments of your life that are passing you by, that are opportunities for you to respond or to connect, and realize that we all are going to die a physical death. But it's not about that. The secret of life is not whether we live or die. It's the parts of ourselves we allow to die while we're living. So become awake and learn how to measure your energy. Like until when you drink a good glass of water and you perk up, or you eat something and it makes you want to fall asleep. Get in touch with what you are saying yes to, because a lot of times people are in jobs that are killing them. They are in spaces that are draining them. And there are many ways to overcome that and to live fully. I have more energy now than I've ever had in my life.
Mm-hmm. Me too. Yep. So we do have about 5 minutes left, folks. And please know that every time that I do this show, you can call us. All right. We were totally in the moment, so I did not get a chance to say that to you, but you can always call us on this show. And I always give you the phone number. You can also write to me personally, if you want to, at theempowermeshow@gmail.com and say, hey, I have this question, or hey, I'd like to be a guest on your show, or hey, I know someone that would really benefit from what we say here, or you just are wanting to connect. That's the way to do it. Okay. And then please come back every week, because we always have someone brand new. And sometimes I bring back really great guests like Temple to continue this conversation, because this is rich content here. And it's important for us to collaborate together. This is our time. This is our time. There's a reason that you're here. There's a reason that you are alive. You didn't just get dropped here. There was a purpose for that. You chose it before you even came in this physical body. I believe that 100%. So why did you choose to come? Ponder that until the next time that we meet. And Temple, I am so thrilled that you have joined me today. I'm so thrilled. Do you have a new book that you're writing right now?
I am doing an upgrade on the book that I believe is some of my best work.
Oh,
spirit through me, or however we say that. And it's called When Did You Die? And it's on the homepage of my website. It's When Did You Die? 8 Steps to Stop Dying Every Day and Start Waking Up. So I am doing a relaunch on that. I'm coming up on next year, a 10-year anniversary. And that's where I really spend so much of my time, teaching people the truth about energy, about age, about a lot of vibrancy, health. Yeah, that's where
I love that.
I do that, you know, because to me, the one more is deeper diving into the one that I'm doing and that teaches me every day.
Oh, I love that so much. And you've got a cruise coming up. I know.
I do, out of San Diego.
Ooh.
The phone number is on my website, Spirit at Sea Cruise. So far, there's 100+ people going. We have
nice.
Great musicians, great teachers. We also have a woman that's doing Unmasking Your Dreams. And just as a quick note, she had 3 dreams that told her she had cancer. And she'd go to the specialist in Boston, and they told her she didn't have it. Every dream told her she did, and she saved her own life.
Wow. Okay. So we gave you lots of opportunities, folks, to connect.
Yes.
You can connect to Temple. She's an amazing spiritual leader on the planet. Thank you for being here so much.
Thank you for having me.
And I'm going to keep in touch with you, because we've got some work to do together.
please.
Folks, I absolutely adore you. Thank you for tuning in one more time. And next week, we will most likely have another special guest. I'm not sure yet. I'm in the moment right now. And you might just see me. But you know what? It's going to be
Good enough.
We're going to bring lots of great content in because I'm always connecting, right? And so we are always in the moment, in every single breath that we exist in. So have a beautiful day. Know that your life is up to you, and we will see you again next week. Many blessings. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to the Empower Me Show with Pam Bright on Transformation Talk Radio. Tune in to learn more about living a fully empowered life. Remember that your life is up to you, and you can choose the spiritual path you are on. There is spiritual energy and wisdom in everything and everyone around you. Listen carefully for what the universe is trying to tell you in every moment. You are already being guided along your journey. Call upon your spirit guides anytime you need help with anything. Know that you are safe in every moment, even if it seems that you are not. For more information about Pam Bright, visit brightbutterflyenterprises.com or email theempowermeshow@gmail.com. Thank you very much for listening. We hope to see you next week.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.